Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
There's an email from Mike Manley, and you are listening to The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-86, world famous. And Mike says, Phil, I'm living here in the great state of Delaware. I only listen to you through a backstage pass. Thanks. It's worth $19.99 a month. He's not paying that, is he, bud?
No.
Maybe he's saying that's what it would be worth. Anyway, it's only $6.95 a month. Oh, by the way, you can get it for 6 months, and you don't have to pay $6.95. It comes out to like $5 or something. Anyway, it says, living here in the great state of Delaware, I only listen to you through a backstage pass. Anyway, I'm a police officer in charge of security at a state building, and one of the training tools I use, and he puts that in quotes, is the bit where Vernon Dozier trains Bobby the Tard to use an X-ray machine, circa 2002. Bobby's plane go boom has been replaced with building go boom. I even had one officer ask for a reward of graham cracker and cream cheese. If you could play that, I'll be able to get a better recording from the site and burn a better CD. Thanks for making us laugh and keep hammering at fat ass, Mike Manley. So what did he do? Did he change it out or something? Did he edit it out?
He probably edited it out playing for building.
And then he gives out a reward of graham crackers and cheese to the guys that do it right. See, that's the stuff I'm proud of. We're proud of the fact when we get an email from someone who says that, well, bud, sometimes they say they had a very dear family friend get into an automobile accident, and they were in a coma, and the first thing they heard would be maybe a bit from our show when they came out of their coma, and the first laugh they had was our show. I'm proud, bud, when I hear people say that when they were in Iraq, for instance, they would listen to CDs of our show and get a laugh after a very hard day going out and, you know,
blowing up Al-Qaeda people.
Yeah, blowing up Al-Qaeda people. And, of course, this, bud. This is a wonderful CD, or a beautiful email here from a guy who says that he uses one of our bits as a training tool. If only it isn't signed, a.k.a. Bud Dickman, I'd really feel better about it. Okay, it says here, Phil, my wife tells me during our arguments that she's sick of me telling her about the bits I hear on your show. Should I stop talking about you and your guests, stop arguing, or find a new wife? Thanks. Well, I would keep her, but I'd find an additional wife, someone you can speak about my show with. Now, here's one from a guy named Justin, and it's a comparison between Phil Hendry and Boy, a.k.a. Comb-over Boy, who we just call him affectionately Boy now. Hey, Phil, loyal Backstage Pass listener, if this looks too long, oh well. Yes, it is inevitable, Phil Hendry versus Boy. Here's a quick comparison between these two pillars of American culture. Boy, white, obese, atheist, arrested in Boston 1993 for death threats. Hendry, white, schizophrenic, in jail for one day at the age of 17 for being a teenager. Boy, born August 1st, 1956 in Los Angeles, California. Hendry, born in the USA. First of all, I don't think Boy was born in L.A. I think he's from New York. I think he likes to think he's from L.A. I think he does his best to convince people he's from L.A. But every time he opens his trap, something else comes out. I'm not sure what it is. Boy, his website features the words blow me up, libido, and nip slip. Hendry's website features Bud's babe of the week. Boy, working on wife number four. Hendry, this is it for him, baby. That's right. Boy, successfully completed a domestic violence offenders program. Hendry, comes to work drunk and gives advice on tequila. Boy, radio show striving to, quote, get guys laid. Hendry, radio show that doesn't care. Boy, struggles for content, slams Hendry for a solid hour out of desperation. Hendry comes up with 57 different guests every day. Hendry.
No, you don't.
Well, he's being euphemistic.
Yeah, I do, maybe four.
He's being euphemistic. Look it up. Hendry drives a Jag. Boy drives a van with free candy painted on the side. And he finally says, I think the results are pretty clear here. Boy wins at the contest of being a fat, bald lame ass. Thanks, Justin. Very nice email. If you want to email us, you can do it at phs@philhendryshow.com. That's phs@philhendryshow.com. Coming up this hour, we're going to have Cowboy Jim weighing in, and we may get a visit as well from a guy that we haven't heard from in a long time. Actually, it was just this week. Wasn't Father James McCorders on with us this week? Why is he coming back? Is there more of a Michael Jackson update? Well, we may actually hear from Father James McCorders as well. Let me tell you about the website. It's at www.philhendryshow.com. That's the address. Tomorrow I'm going to have, tomorrow it'll be on there. Let me just say this. I am not going to be slamming anybody. I want to be concise about why we're making the move over to Extra Sports AM 570. You hear some people, and they think that it's like I've lost my mind wanting to go to that station. Why would I not want to be on a sports station? Do you realize how long I've been working, slaving, how long I've been beating my head against the wall on these Rush Limbaugh, Dr. Laura stations? Not that I don't like Rush and Laura. They're fine people. But I'm telling you right now, it's like trying to jam a square peg into a round hole every day. Finally, I'm going to be on a radio station where the sensibility is more toward entertainment. That's what sports is. So I'm going to be weighing in on that, and I'm also going to weigh in a little bit on the radio business in general. I haven't done it before, but I'm going to put it up on the website. It'll be sometime late tomorrow afternoon. Go and read it if you want to. If you don't want to, I don't care. It's fine. And as well, go to our souvenir shop while you're there. It's just a way to get you over to our souvenir shop where you're buying some, you know, buy some of our stuff. We have the I Love Phil Woman's T-shirt. If you are a female listener, and maybe you're on the wall of female listeners, all 86 of you or whoever you are, go over there, get an I Love Phil Woman's T-shirt. It's really cool. It's a chick thing. You know, it's like cut the way chicks like their T-shirts cut. You can also, if you want, get the Phil Henry Show 16-can cooler with a built-in AM-FM. Perfect for this rainy, stormy, cold weather, huh? Also, the Citizens Auxiliary Police cap, the Citizens Auxiliary Police clip-on compass watch, Western Estates polo shirt, and the new Ted's of Beverly Hills Miami Beach shirt coming out very soon. It's all there on a website. And while you're there, please order our Best Of CD. All the money goes to my friend's place. It's a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. And the Best Of CD this year is called Fahrenheit 7-Eleven, the Best of the 2004 Phil Henry Show. And I apologize if the link wasn't working, because what's happening is you're linked over to my friend's place. Those are the guys that have the CDs. If you want, you can go directly to homelessyouth.org, if that's easier for you. But we do link them from our site. However, it wasn't working. So I guess what I'm saying is, go to their site. Ours ain't working too good. In any event, if you don't want to get the CD, you just want to help them out, you can send them money. That's good. They will cash that check, okay? So it's the Phil Henry website, everything you need to know about our show and more, www.philhenryshow.com. Back with Cowboy Jim and Earl Pants and Father James McQuarters and a few others here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
It's time for the Cowboy Jim Show. That's right, kids. Saddle up. It's time for Cowboy Jim. And here he is, Cowboy Jim. Well, thank you very much, Billy. Hey, kids, how are you today, huh? Good. We're going to have some cartoons for you. Certainly have coming up. I got some special Tiny Toons. And we'll also be celebrating our very special birthdays today, okay? And how many of you brushed your teeth this morning? That's right. I didn't think so because I got a whiff when I walked in. Get out of here. All right, anyway, I'm kidding you, kids. You know I love you very deeply. You gotta brush your teeth, though. Otherwise, your teeth are going to rot right out of your skull. Did you know that? Billy, did you know that? You didn't, did you? You know, you don't brush your teeth, two things happen. Your breath would knock a buzzard off of a garbage sow. And on top of that, they're going to rot clear out of your head until you're going to grow up and you look like the guy working camera 3. I'm kidding around, Bobby. Bobby's a good man. He's got 4 children. And speaking of children, guess what happened? My wife has given birth to a new baby Cowboy Jim Jr. And I'm so excited about you boys and girls. I'm going to bring pictures in my new little buckaroo who's at our house right now, and his mommy's taking care of him. And I know just like your mommy's took care of you, unless you were abused. I'm joking. Of course, I joke. I just joke around. Unless, of course, your mother, you know, put out cigarettes on your forehead. I kid. All right. Now, here on the Cowboy Jim program, we've got our cartoons coming up. We're going to celebrate our special birthday today. We got Ricky Skicky Doo who's going to come on. Okay? We're going to all sing the song together. Ready? One, two. Skitter-marink-a-dink-a-dink, skitter-marink-a-doo. I love you. I love you in the morning and in the afternoon. I love you all the nighttime and through the whole day through. Oh, skitter-marink-a-dink-a-dink, skitter-marink-a-doo. I love you. All right, that's our Skitter-Marink-a-Dink-a-Dink song. Now, the kids here in the studio and you folks at home, they have presented me with something that's very traditional when your baby is born. They've given me a beautiful, big cigar. I hope it ain't from Cuba. Okay. And I'm going to light this up. Thank you so very much, kids, for giving me the cigar. You know what? I'm going to have a cigar right now. I don't think there's anything wrong about smoking a cigar around children, especially when it's your big old Cowboy Jim, Uncle Cowboy Jim. So let me just light this up. I love this. This is... Jesus. You all right, Jim? Jim. Go to commercial. The Cowboy Jim Show will be right back.
Shut up.
You guys got a light?
Don't light it! Don't light it!
A little bit after the hour, my name is Tom Gendon, and I'm sitting in here for Brother B on Ricky Tiki Radio, Rastafarian Radio. Sorry. Stand up for your rights. That's right. I'm actually the meteorologist here at the station, and I'm not familiar with whatever, you know, this jungle music or whatever you call it. But I can tell you we've got some pretty serious storm fronts on the western horizon, and rain's coming down, and... Hello?
Yeah, man, one leg.
Do I have one leg? I didn't understand.
Oh, man, I want to be gay.
Am I related to an ape? I didn't hear. Hold on for a minute. I have to fill in for Brother B, so those of you who are not... Oh, look at it. Here's Don. He's the station owner. Yeah, Don.
What you doing on here?
Brother B called in sick.
He did what?
He called in sick. You're on the air right now.
You're on the air, man. You take me off the air right now, okay? I don't, I don't want a white man on the air, and I damn sure don't want a white meteorologist on the air. What you doing there?
Brother B called in.
I heard you say Brother B. I want his phone number. I'm going to call him up. I'll get his ass out of bed, get him down there. You know, I come down to Jamaica, I buy a radio station, okay? Because I'm a, you know, look it. I'm an American black man, all right? I know that Jamaicans don't like me. I don't give a damn. I'll make myself a nice piece of cheese off of little brothers down there, okay? The last thing I want is a white boy on the air in the middle of the day. I hired you to do weather.
Well, I was trying to do weather, Don, but Brother B called in sick because he had some cannabis-related illness.
Yeah, I told you that, man. That guy's smoking that skunk weed again. Always all them Jamaican brothers stoned all the time. I can't keep one of them sitting in a chair long enough to do a radio show. All right, take me off the air. I want to talk you off the air.
Yes, sir.
Here's what I want you to do, man. Don't you do that. Answer all the way I tell you, okay? I'll be talking into your ear. You say the things I want you to say. You understand?
Yes, sir, I will. We know when we
understand. Almighty God. That's a Bob Marley.
That was Bob Marley.
Called Stand Up, Get Up.
Called Stand Up, Get Up.
All right, my name is Wayne DeGruy.
My name is Wayne DeGruy.
I'm on the air here right now, here broadcasting 100,000 watts across all the brotherland of Jamaica, down to Spanish Half-Tree, Spanish Town, and also down to Angela Town.
I'm on the air here across Jamaica, broadcasting down to Spanish Tree, Half-Tree, and Spicktown.
Spicktown, man. Spanish Town.
Spanish Town.
Stick around, man. We have a few more jams for you. I'll be giving away tickets to the Big Record Jam. Sunsplash will be coming up at the end of June.
I'll stick around. I'll be playing some coon music.
I didn't say coon music. I said I'll be playing some... What happened to music?
Anyway, here's another song.
Come on there, man.
Okay, here's the song.
Same song, man.
It's all right, let's hear it again. It's a special double play.
All right. You on there?
No, sir.
You get on there and you say, it ain't Coontown, man. I said I'm going to give and take it to Sunsplash.
I'll be giving away tickets to Sunsplash in just a minute.
God, I'll be giving away tickets to Sunsplash. God.
What? I don't know what you want from me to do. I just didn't here to do the weather.
You doing all right, man. I'm sorry. I don't mean to yell at you, man. You know, it's so damn tough. You know why? Because I go down to Jamaica. I'm confiding in you. I never confide in a white man. You understand what I'm saying to you, Wayne?
Well, yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to confide in you. Look, I'm an American first. I'm a black man second. I'm an American businessman first. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I go down to Jamaica. I tell you, the brothers down, they don't understand a thing. They're the dumbest bunch of black people I've ever met in my life, okay? I got to go down there. I own about 5-6 radio stations down there. You understand? I'm a partner in some of the brothers down there that's smart. But most of those Negroes down there, they just don't get it, okay? Now, I got to have a white man catch my back down there. But you can't let people know I hired you. And you damn sure can't let people know you married my sister. Okay?
No, sir, I won't do that.
That's right. Now, you know I got you down there to catch my back, okay? You got to take care of business and everything.
Well, I'm trying to do that, sir, and doing the weather.
I can't have you on the air playing music, the brothers and everything. I've got some white man down there, man. They got to park their cars, you know. They got to fold their damn hotel towel. They don't want to hear him talking on the radio, see? Now, here's what I want you to do, all right? You just pretend like you're having a great time and everything. You catch my back down there. You keep an eye on all them brothers coming there. All them Negroes down in Jamaica, okay? Because I don't trust one of them as far as I can throw them, all right? And I damn sure know they don't like me. Now, you do that for me. I'll cut you in. You understand? I mean, you are, after all, my brother-in-law.
Well, yes, sir, I am. And, you know, I try to treat your sister very well. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What is an on-air light?
What an on-air light, man. I'm going to come down there and beat your ass. You know what an on-air light is?
No, I don't.
It means you're on the air.
Well, it's lit right now.
Oh, my Christ.
Heavenly the Jesus name, Lord. We know and we understand.
And so Don had to sell his interests in Jamaican radio stations and return to the United States, investing heavily in small wattage AM stations up the dial, playing soul and rap.
Yeah, yeah. So you better.
When we last heard Don, this is what he sounded like.
Don't give up the fight.
Yeah, baby, we'll be here back AM 1600, the Tomcat.
Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
It's Bob Marley. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight. Yeah, sure. Thank you very much, Bob. There he is, Bob Marley. Get up, stand up, and don't give up the fight. You bet. And you had to go and die of skin cancer. Talk about giving up the fight. And you were black. You know, when a guy that dark gives it up to melanoma, and it was on his toe or something, and it went into his brain, that's what I call not keeping an eye on things. Although, if you're the kind of guy that can tan, you're not exactly going to pay too much attention to a mole on your toe. And the last thing you're going to think is it's going to metastasize into your brain. That's a long way.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not, bud.
You're trying to tell me that it went up from his toe to his brain?
Yes. Bob Marley died of skin cancer that started on his toe and went into his brain. It was a great loss.
I don't know who he is, but I tell you right now, he must have been one dumb guy.
You don't know who he is, but he must have been dumb, huh? Well, he was a fantastic musician, and he introduced the whole genre of music called reggae, or at least he popularized it. But in any event, yeah, the guy had a mole on his toe or some crap, and it went up into his brain. Died of...
brain cancer.
He died of skin cancer of the brain. I don't know what he died. He just died. He's dead, and nobody's going to bring him back. Also, too bad about Don losing his special interest there in the Jamaican radio stations. But you know how it is. It's tough. It's a tough thing, man, when you're American. You know, I don't know anything about it. I'm a white man. But African-Americans who go to Jamaica, as I've often said on this show, find it to be a rather odious experience. And the reason is simply this, as we've said. Black folks in Jamaica don't mind folding towels for white people, but they'll be damned if they're going to park a black man's car. And that's the truth. Talk to anybody who comes back from Jamaica. Look, Jamaica's not a pleasant place to go, even for white people. Even if you're white and you go to the finest resorts in Jamaica, it's still a nasty experience. Nasty. Stinks. The weed isn't any good. And it's not in very much abundance. But then you go down there and you're black, and you might as well just, you know what, you might as well stay home. You get better service at a Holiday Inn in Birmingham, Alabama. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show returning. Our email address, phs@philhenryshow.com.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
That's right. Go to our website tomorrow, and we will have an entire, you know, we'll just have a big explanation as to what's going on. That's the best way I can put it. And because what I want you guys to know more than anything else, and we get a lot of email from our backstage pass listeners and from, you know, just talking to people out there on the planet Earth, they seem to think that, you know, staying at KFI is a good idea, and it's not, okay? Believe me. Great station, nice people. Time to move on, baby. Because like I said, I've been pounding my head against the brick wall working miracles over here for the longest time, and I can't keep working a miracle. I got to go over to a radio station where everybody's sort of on the same page with me, and that's a sports station. Now, that's what's going on in Los Angeles. And for, like I say, the rest of the people listening to me around the country, this is a, I think you'll find this really interesting. Like I said, it's Los Angeles, for all of its kind of patting itself on the back for being big city, it's really such a small, tiny little burg. And especially when it comes to the radio business. The radio business here is little, it's a little business. And, you know, they don't really have a whole lot of sophisticated broadcasting going on in this town. So you drop a show like mine down in the middle of it, and it's like, did you ever, when you were a kid, you know, you just kick an anthill and they're just scurrying? I mean, they just go crazy. They just scurry around. They're, ooh. And so, you know, when we announced that we were moving our show, it became like that anthill, just getting, everyone's just going nuts. Like it's big news or something. Hey, man, I think there's some more important stuff going on planet Earth. Like, for instance, talking about Jamaica reminded Mark of going down with his wife. Were you down in Jamaica? You were down in Jamaica to one of those all-inclusives. Now, let me tell you about that. That is, it's a great way to go if you're a young couple. And, but I got to tell you something. For me, just at this point in my life, and I hope that someday, if you're not already there, you could be. I hope someday you're at a point in your life where you don't have to have a guy snap a pink wristband on you and say to you, now this is good for all, three lunches and a breakfast. And then you go down to the pool. And around the pool are guys in varying kinds, you know, just varying sizes of Speedo. And, you know, we're talking about the Sandals resorts, the one in St. Lucia, the one in Jamaica. Do they got one in Hawaii? They got to have one in Hawaii. In Jamaica, they call it Hotel Prison because from the water, it looks like a gigantic prison. But, you know, it's nice. I mean, I'm not trying to put it down. The problem is, you know, these cats, I work hard and I play hard kind of thing. Yeah, okay, let's do some bong hits. Let's do some beer shots. And the dudes get out and they're playing volleyball and they put on the Speedo and it's just sucked right up into the crack. So what little they have, it looks larger, you know? And the dudes are all, these are all the guys that tan well. They got on the oil, and they got the chains hanging around their neck. Boy, nothing marks you as an East Coaster quicker than a freaking chain around your neck. Oh, my God. Nothing marks you as a guy from New York, Philly, somewhere around there, wearing the gold chain. Either that, or you're from somewhere in Puerto Rico. Nothing marks you as a Canadian more than the Speedo with the white socks and the Birkenstock sandals. Holy jeez. Yeah, if you, look at, it's one thing being from Canada. It's another thing walking down with a big freaking billboard on your ass that says, hi, did you notice I'm from Canada, or can I just suck the Speedo up into my crack higher? And so then you go down there, and now they've got the, like, the social director. Don't forget the beer chugging contest at 3 p.m. And everything's, like, loud. And you go and you get your all-inclusive lunch and your all-inclusive breakfast. A lot of them are a lot of fun, you know. Like, a pool is a little crowded for my taste, though. I like to just get into the pool and have the whole pool to myself. I realize that's asking a lot, but then I'm willing to pay for it. And I like the swim-up bar. And one of the great things about the swim-up bar is you swim up and get your drink, and then you just, you know, you're lounging around, you know.
Yeah, the other great thing about that is you can go to the bar and
Wait, who's asking you anything?
No, I got a story.
But who's asking you, man? I'm talking about this right now.
No, but wait, I got a great story.
I'm talking about something.
Why don't you let the retard tell his story?
Because can I finish what I'm saying?
He may have a good story.
Go ahead, tell your story.
Anyway, when you go to a swim-up bar, you can drink, and you don't have to say, oh, excuse me, where's your restroom? You can drink and pee all the day through.
That's a great story, isn't it? What's the matter?
Drink and pee all the day through, huh?
Yeah.
See?
You know, man, I wanted to just say...
Spit it out, Phil. I know you're feeling emotional.
Never mind.
Well, what's wrong with that? You swim up to the bar, you have your drink, and you can sit there and go to the bathroom. You don't have to go out to...
In the pool, huh?
Well, I mean, it's not the best thing to do, but...
But, you know, it's very convenient. And when you're in Mexico or Puerto Rico, no one care.
Yeah, no one care.
Oh, man. I'd care if I was in the same pool, especially with you, Dickman. I can sit there and drink and pee all the day through. What is this, all of a sudden a Mother Goose rhyme? So anyway, you're down there. Now you go down to the pool. There's always the, you know, the one guy who's sort of taken up one whole section of it. You know how, you ever notice you go into a hotel pool and everybody's crammed over to one area because one dude is just, he's holding forth?
Yeah, the other thing, if you're in Jamaica, you can lay a floater, no one care.
You know, I think you're kidding me now.
I'm not.
No, you've got to be kidding me about that.
I'm not.
Are you trying to tell me, and the entire audience listening, that you've laid a floater in a pool in Jamaica?
They don't care, though.
Even if they didn't care, wouldn't the dictates of civilization and good hygiene and just being a gentleman require you to get out of the pool and go and take care of it somewhere else?
What do you say?
He said he laid a floater in a pool in Jamaica.
Chlorine.
That's the point. There's chlorine.
I don't care if there's chlorine. So in other words, if a guy just gets into the pool and says, oh, well, I think I'll go to the bathroom, and I can sit there and go, well, there's chlorine, so it doesn't bother me. I forget what I was talking about.
You're talking about floaters.
No, I wasn't. I was talking about forget it. 1-800-449-8686. I got to go and...
Lay a floater?
I got to go get some coffee. Be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
By the way, if you send us an email, We usually respond to all of our backstage pass email, and we respond to all email, but I respond personally to the backstage pass email. If you send us any kind of email, I have to really kind of tell you this. If you send us any email that is, shall we say, obscene or harassing email, we don't turn it into the authorities. We send back one that's more obscene. We generally, you know, someone will send us an email and we'll email back something like, "Dear Bob, you know, F you. Sincerely, the whole staff here at the Phil Hendry Show." One thing you need to know, though, if you have a backstage pass and someone emails us with your backstage pass and it's an email that we don't like, you're going to lose your backstage pass. So you should really be careful who you, you know, allow to use your account. I guess that's the best possible way I could put that. All right, now, coming up, who are we having up? Oh, yeah, yeah, that guy from the San Diego Zoo, Bill Arnsberger, is going to join us. And Bill has a talking minor bird, which is an amazing... Have you ever seen a minor bird? Well, Heckle and Jekyll, remember the cartoon characters? They were minor birds. Anyway, this thing talks, and apparently it's an amazing animal, a minor bird. It's even cooler than a parrot. Parrots talk. Minor birds are... They're almost like they ain't even hearing humans. They're making it up as they go. So Bill's going to be with us. He'll have his talking minor bird. And if, you know, all goes well, we'll have a regular feature here on the Phil Hendry Show, which is a, you know, like an animal feature. We'll bring in, you know...
Like that thing that crapped on Johnny Carson's head.
Yeah, we'll bring something in to crap on my head. And it'll be, you know, just be like an animal segment. That'll be great. All right, so the wife and kids are in Hawaii, and I wanted to give you guys an update. They're over there because, Maria, this is ski week. And ski week, I've never heard of this thing before, but ski week is a week you can take off and go skiing. Do they have this in all school districts? I don't know. Maybe it's only like rich kid schools. Ski week. Now, since nobody in my family skis except my wife and her family, I mean, the kids are all uncoordinated when it comes to that. And I skied once in my life, and I don't really care one way or the other about skiing. So she took them to Hawaii instead because the kids really like to go swimming, body surfing, and all that stuff. So she goes over there. They're on Oahu, and they're on Waikiki Beach. Now, I don't know anybody that's gone to Oahu in years. It used to be the place to go. Now everybody goes to Maui, or they go over to, you know, the Big Island, or they go to Kauai or something like that. And they're even going now over to Molokai, which for years has been the land of the leper colony. But apparently Molokai is building all these resort hotels. These guys are over there in Oahu. And they're at the hotel, I think. Well, they're not at that hotel, but I think they're near the hotel where Don Ho still does that cornball act of his. So Maria wants to give the kids a whole whirlwind cornball tour of Oahu. They're going to do the whole Brady Bunch thing. They're going to go over to the Diamond Head. They're going over to Pearl Harbor, which every kid ought to go to Pearl Harbor. Every kid should go to that because that's a great spot. That's American history. And personally, I think that's what America's all about, if you want my honest opinion. War and being able to kick ass in war. The rest of it's all just nice, but the fact that we can go out and incinerate anybody we want at any given time, to me, says that's what makes this place special. You know, folks, it wasn't too long ago that there were a lot of people who... What is this, bud?
It's patriotic.
This is stand up, get up. Turn it off. That ain't patriotic. That's some cat wanting to legalize pot laws. Anyway, we got Bill Arnsberger coming up from the San Diego Zoo with his talking minor bird. Next on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Get up, get
up. Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's a cord that Peter is cold.
One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Bill Arnsberger joining us from the San Diego Zoo. How you doing, Bill? You're right in the middle of the zoo there, huh?
We were right in the middle of our zoo. We're going through, the San Diego Zoo's going through a revamping right now, Phil, and we're putting in another 10,000 square acres of wildlife preserve, and we're excited about the zoo reopening here in June. And we do invite everyone all over America to come visit the San Diego Zoo, which is a great zoological experience for the entire family, and is, in our opinion, and it has been rated as such by the prestigious zoologic institutes such as Scripps, National Geographic, the number one environment, captive environment for animals in the world. So we're very proud of that.
It is, and I know that since the San Diego Zoo reopened, you know, you guys had a revampment maybe 10 years ago.
We did some things to our primate areas, to the gorilla area, and the primate house. We changed things there. And we also have a good expanse of Serengeti where we allow our big cats to roam. And we're excited about the changes here. And it's a great place to come and visit. And I'm very thrilled that you're on the air with us here tonight to meet one of our very good friends. And his name is Wally. And Wally's a minor bird, and I've got him right here.
Where are you right now, man? It sounds like you're like in a petting zoo or something.
We are. We're in our petting zoo here. It's about 2 square acres. Where the younger children can come and enjoy our different animals here. We've got mostly farm animals, chickens. You can hear them all. Like there, right there, that's a rooster. And we have a big, big animal. I forget what it's called now. It's got a big, long neck.
Giraffe?
That's it. It's called a giraffe. And that's a great animal. And then the other one we had, God, I wish I could think. It's got a big nose.
A big nose? An anteater?
No, not an anteater. It's got a real big nose and big ears. And I'm trying to think of what it's called. We've had one here for a long time.
Big nose and big ears. Is it an elephant?
Elephant.
Elephant?
Yeah, that's it. It's an elephant. We got one of those.
And Bill, are you you're a zookeeper, right?
Yeah, that's right. I have my degree in zoology.
And you're trying to think of the name of the animal with the big nose and the big ears?
It skipped my mind. Anyway, why don't you meet Wally? He's a minor bird. Wally, say hello to Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Sounds like me.
That's right. We thought you'd get a kick out of that. He has a million things. Wally, talk here. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
What's he doing? He's talking like me?
That's right. Say another one. Come on, Wally.
What's that?
Here's a cracker. And you can get a backstage pass. It's only $6.95 a month.
Wow, that's wild, man.
It sounds exactly like you. You can do the show.
Well, and here's one. Here. World famous Phil Henry Show.
David Hall joint. Yeah, David?
I want to speak with you, Bill. I'm David G. Hall, Vice President of Syndication.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to speak with you off the air after the show.
Why, certainly. What about?
If Phil goes on vacation or gets sick, what do you want for the bird?
What do you mean, what does he want for the bird?
That's a great idea, Mr. Hall.
Yeah, I really think it is. And, listen to this.
Maria and the kids are in Oahu.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to you. I'm willing to offer some large money.
Well, this is highly irregular.
What are you talking about?
If you get sick, the bird can fill in.
How can it fill in?
What do you mean? Just listen to it.
And it's the Phil Henry Show. Hey, I think I'll do my Bud Dickman voice.
Hey, everybody. That's fantastic. I'll offer the bird big money. What does it want?
Well, we'll have to talk. How many weeks off a year?
Get out of here. Okay, Bud, fire up my car, will you? Thanks, everybody. We're leaving.
It's about time.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.